This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM starting this morning. Chicago police will no longer be alerted by a controversial gunshot detection technology. WBBM's Rachel Pearson with the latest.
Hundreds of citywide sensors will now be taken down as Chicago's contract with ShotSpotter ended. Mayor Johnson announced the city requested information on other possible gunshot detection systems, but council members worry about public safety in the interim. 23rd Ward Alderwoman Silvana Tabarez issued a scathing response saying, quote, every gunshot victim left bleeding in the streets of our city will be a worthy sacrifice in the eyes of the mayor for his radical agenda. Chicago police, meantime, say officers will continue responding to crime, urging residents to call 911 with detailed information when they hear potential gunfire. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago police are searching for those responsible for breaking into several businesses on the city's northwest side overnight. WBBM's Haley Hansen joins us live at the anchor desk with the details.
Lyon Cisco officers were first called to North Avondale Avenue in the Old Irving Park neighborhood just before 3 a.m. A witness tells police they saw two men break into two businesses. The pair then fled the scene in a dark sedan. Just after 4 a.m., another burglary was reported on West Irving Park Road in the Portage Park neighborhood. Officers arrived to find damage to the door of that business and broken glass. A gray sedan was seen leaving that scene. At this time, no arrests have been made. Reporting live from the anchor desk, Haley Hansen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
One person is dead, six others hurt after a shooting that happened at a prayer vigil on the southwest side Saturday night. Chicago police say the gunfire began in the front yard of a home near 25th and Spalding. Pastor Donovan Price serves as a victim advocate with the group Solutions and Resources, says the scene was traumatic for those attending the vigil.
Those people who weren't hit, who were just, you know, standing there just traumatized, not knowing what to do, not knowing, where to turn.
Police say someone got out of a Jeep as the vigil was underway around 10 o'clock Saturday night and started firing on the people.
The man who holds the record as Chicago's longest serving alderman is scheduled to report to prison today. 80-year-old Ed Burke is set to begin a 2-year sentence after being convicted on corruption charges. Burke will serve the sentence at a minimum security federal correctional institution in Terre Haute, Indiana. In addition to the prison sentence, he was also given a $2 million fine after being convicted of illegally using his power to win business for his private law firm.
Police in Oak Lawn are investigating after several high school cheerleaders were attacked during a football game Friday night. WBBM's Carolina Garibay joins us live now at the anchor desk.
Cisco, my school officials say this happened during halftime at the football game that was at Richards High School. A verbal and physical altercation broke out, and several cheerleaders at Oak Lawn Community High School were attacked. Now, Oak Lawn police intervened, and several students and parents were removed from the game. Officials say no weapons were involved, and there were no major injuries. According to school officials, the individual who initiated the fight was not an Oak Lawn Community High School student. Live at the anchor desk, Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Sunshine Gospel Ministries' plan to build a community center is moving forward.
The city council approved a zoning change for the vacant site near 60th and King Drive last week. The 3-story community center would include a fitness area, a tech room, a cafe with a stage for performances, and a demonstration kitchen for healthy eating instructions. Sunshine Gospel Ministries Executive Director Kimberly Sally has said community programs at the center would be free and neighbors would only pay fees to rent spaces for private events. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Officials in Bloomingdale are scheduled to share plans this evening for redevelopment of the former Stratford Square Mall property. A preliminary design is expected to be displayed to the public for the first time. The meeting begins with live music at 5:45. The future plans will be unveiled at 6:30. Demolition of the former mall is expected to begin next month. It was closed in April. Building service workers at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign are on strike this morning. CBS 3 in Champaign reports a statement from the union says the walkout started last hour after talks failed to reach an agreement with the U of I back on Friday. Another bargaining session is scheduled for this afternoon.
Meanwhile, the university now has a budget for the coming fiscal year.
This past week, the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign Board of Trustees approved an $8.3 billion operating budget for fiscal year 2025. It represents a 6.2% increase from fiscal year 2024 and prioritizes student support, academic excellence, and affordability. The board's vote on Thursday finalized the spending plan approved in May that had been pending the General Assembly's approval of the state budget. Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A new report indicates climate change may lead to increased population in the Midwest.
A report in The Guardian followed people who moved from southern states to the Midwest, citing wet bulb temperatures, wildfires, and rising sea levels among the issues pushing home insurance up and livability down. The report cited that city planners in Detroit, Cleveland, and beyond are looking at how to upgrade their infrastructure ahead of the possible growth of climate-induced migration. According to data analyzed by ProPublica in 2022, Cook County came in at number 7 on a top 10 list of places climate change migrants are heading. Sarah Herrera, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Now sports, sponsored by Verdoliak Law Group. Here's Josh Liss.
Morning. Since getting picked in the first round together last April, Bears draft mates Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze have been bragging about their strong connection, and for the first time, their friendship extends into the end zone.
No snap. Williams fields it to the end zone.
Yeah, predicted they'd translate their bond from the practice field to the game. Touchdown call on CBS.
I think watching film, going through practices and things like that, I've told Rome that I'm going to give him the ball some more. Some of the practice reps, some of the after practice reps that Rome and I have been getting these past couple weeks, I think it pays off, and we're going to keep doing it, you know, because we want to obviously build that connection. And have that trust and belief in each other.
Williams to Odunze. And Cole Kmet in the fourth quarter helped the Bears hang close, but they lose 21-16. They've dropped two in a row, and 1-2 are hosting the Rams Sunday at noon. L.A. just stunned San Francisco on a last-second field goal. Kansas City tops Atlanta 22-17 with some strong defensive stops and Patrick Mahomes' 2 touchdown passes. The Chiefs are 3-0. San Diego stuns the White Sox with 3 runs off Frazier Ellard in the 8th, 4-2. That's 120 losses. The Sox tie the modern record. Are off today and host the Angels tomorrow. Amaya Talkman and Bush Homer for a 5-0 Cubs win over the Nationals, already eliminated from the playoffs. They're at Philadelphia tonight, the Cubs. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A North Suburban man is facing a felony charge for allegedly using pepper spray on a protester outside a Planned Parenthood facility in Waukegan. Robert Outland is charged with aggravated battery and a misdemeanor count of disorderly conduct. The incident allegedly happened across the street from Planned Parenthood on Lewis Avenue. Outland was allegedly ripping down signs and kicking protesters' tables. He then allegedly pepper sprayed one person who tried to step between him and the protesters.
A new movie is premiering in Chicago this week.
The film's lead actress, Mia Kaplan, plays an overweight, insecure teen whose talent for fashion design is discovered by her fabulous classmate. The actress says the coming-of-age dramedy, Empire Waste, features real people.
Most people in America are not size 0, size 2, like the models we see in magazines, and it can be really difficult to deal with. And so it's important that we see people enjoying themselves and enjoying their bodies and not falling into any sort of traps of diet culture.
An opening night screening and discussion with Office star Rainn Wilson, who portrays Mia's father in the film, will be held at Wayfair Theaters in Highland Park on September 27th. Mallory Vorbroker, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Tensions are running high within the Chicago Public Schools now that Mayor Johnson has called on its CEO to resign.
In a unanimous decision, the Chicago Teachers Union House of Delegates issued a strong no-confidence vote against CPS CEO Pedro Martinez. The union's been in contract talks with the district for months now, but says Martinez has failed to seriously address staffing shortages and potential school closures. While only the school board is able to fire him, the CTU accuses Martinez of focusing more on managing his public image than in solving critical problems within the district. Martinez previously sent a message to CPS families saying he's 100% focused on building on the positive momentum of the new school year. Rachel Pearson, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.